One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi. So I just recently started listening to the podcast on iTunes podcast, whatever that's called. And I was really, really interested in it. And I've been listening to it pretty much every day going into back episodes. And I just wanted to share one of the few instances that I've had. I've never been particularly sensitive, but one of my very best friends has always been extremely sensitive to spirits and things of that nature. And we lived together in an apartment in Bayonne, New Jersey for about 3 years. And I remember we were at her housewarming party when she just moved into the apartment. And she had another friend that was fairly sensitive, and this part of the story was told to me after the fact. When she moved in, she felt like there was some sort of presence of some kind. Her friend actually pulled her aside during the party, and she was like, "I don't know if you know this, but I saw a little boy in your bedroom." And the way the apartment was set up was that there was the living room and what became my friend's bedroom. There wasn't a door. She just hung a curtain. It was a light and sound blocking curtain. And when we had friends over, we would pull the curtain aside. And then attached to her room was a tiny little room that was originally a nursery. And she had converted that into a sewing room. And so her friend told her, there is a little boy in your room. And they discussed it, and they both kind of immediately understood, okay, there's a presence of a small boy in the apartment. And so when I moved in, it was always like a very nice atmosphere. It was never like a malicious presence or anything like that. Every now and then I could feel like there was something sort of watching me, more like watching over me than really stalking me in particular. But the one instance that really convinced me, okay, this is a thing, we were talking in her sewing room, my friend and I, and we were talking about the history of the house and how apparently in the town of Bayonne, there was a history of, there was some story of a little boy who had, something had happened to him, he passed away, whatever. And for whatever reason, his spirit had attached to this particular apartment. It was a duplex, it was originally a house. And as we were talking, I could feel this pringly, kind of tingly sensation all along my back as we were talking. And I remember asking my friend, "Hey, so you're sensitive to these types of things, right?" And she was like, "Yeah, my mother and I used to help people contact spirits with their loved ones, blah blah blah." And I asked her, I was like, "So you've seen the little boy around the house, right?" And she's like, "Yeah, here and there." And I was like, "Do you know where he is now?" And she gives me a look. And while this is all happening, I feel this very warm, tingling sensation all along my back. And so far what I know about the spirit is that he's really only attached to her room in the sewing room. And so my friend gives me a look and she's like, if I tell you, are you going to freak out? And I'm like, I kind of have a feeling of what she's already going to say. And I'm like, probably not. Like, just lay it on me. And she's like, he's right behind you. And then as soon as she said that, the feeling vanished almost instantaneously. And that was pretty much enough to convince me that there was something going on. Every now and then I would still feel that like tingly, warm sensation. I know that, spirits are typically cold, but I felt like it was a little bit too much of a coincidence for it to just be my body reacting weirdly or doing something random. Yeah, so we had that spirit just kind of hanging around our apartment for a while. And what was unfortunate was that he left. We felt that like warm presence of this, you know, welcoming little boy. We felt that presence leave several times, usually when we had a very troublesome roommate. We figured that he did not want to hang around, you know, these humans that had this bad energy. And one thing that was also peculiar about the apartment was that it was almost always occupied by women, including, you know, me, my roommate, and we always had a third roommate that was usually female. But whenever we had a male roommate or even just like a male friend stay over too many days in a row, just the entire mood, the whole atmosphere of the apartment just became very dark and dreary and just uncomfortable, and to the point where I would need to just be like, you can't stay here another day, you need to go to our guest. Because it just, I don't know whether he just, if maybe something had happened to this little boy with a man, I'm not entirely sure, because I don't really know the history of it. But yeah, for whatever reason, male energies and just men in general were not particularly welcome in the apartment. And I don't really know why. But yeah, it was a very, very peculiar time living there. And that's pretty much my story. Unfortunately, I'm not an EPP member. So if you do decide to air this, then maybe put it on the free one so I could hear it, because that would be really, really cool. I love the show, and I plan on keeping listening. So, yeah, thanks a bunch. Bye.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.